Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Festival de Cannes. I'm with Guillaume Canet, protagonist of Acid, screening here as a midnight screening.
After watching this film, I thought that it was maybe, I don't want to say the right moment, but a special moment in our life, and world life, where we actually saw that some things that we saw in films could happen. So there's a shift also in the audience watching the film. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the feeling that I had while I was reading the script, that it's not not really an anticipation movie, because it could happen, because the acid rain already happens. Less dangerous, but they are real. So if the pollution grow up, it could become really dangerous. So reading that script and reading that story and that subject, I thought it was very strong and powerful, and to have this catastrophe movie, apocalyptic movie, joined with a really intimate story of these three people not willing really to be together in that car. I thought it was very powerful.
Another thing, I was reading the press notes, and I read that Filippo wrote about you. I thought that he is not afraid of darkness. What do you think he means by that?
I think the darkness is quite important sometimes, because it helps to appreciate the sunlight.
What struck me about your character is that, you know, we tend to, especially in apocalyptic catastrophic movie, to have the hero, you know, that or sometimes like the perfect family that is corrupted by this evil natural thing, and in your case we found them already in a situation that it's not that right, that he is already in a sort of a darkness. I don't know.
Yeah, he's he has a lot of anger, he has a lot of sadness, he feels like he has been abandoned by his ex-wife and his daughter. And he feels really lonely, and it's a moment of his life where he wants to rebuild his life with this woman in Belgium that he loves. And so the apocalypse arrives at really a wrong moment for him, because that's the moment where he feels that he's gonna be happy for once, you know, finally in his life he's gonna be like in a month being able to be happy, and suddenly the sky falls down his head. So, he's a character that's going through really emotional things and darkness, yeah.
Do you think that he becomes a better father, but not in a parenting sense of the thing, but in a surviving sense of the world? Your character?
I think at the end, I don't know if he's going to be a better father, but I think he's going to be, he has trouble saying things and showing and expressing things with his daughter. And I think that having and being in that situation and going through all those emotions, I think it's going to help him breaking the ice, you know, as we say. But I don't know if he's going to be a better father. I think so. I think he understood things, yeah.
As you are also a director, how it is for you now to be only an actor? Has it changed during...
Never changed, because I always been an actor at the same time I was directing. So I'm totally comfortable with this, and I never had really this this problem. I love being an actor on the set and not thinking about the direction, the directing. I think it's something very common for me.
Is it also relieving in a way sometimes that you have to think it's difficult. It's hard to direct and hand act. I don't know. I've been told that. I don't know. I'm not.
No, I never had trouble directing and acting at the same time. I did it many times on my films. And I like to be an actor and only an actor sometimes and just focus on the acting and being able to be took by the hands by the director. And I really have no problem with that.
Well, let's think about festivals in general. As a director and as an actor, what do you think is the, let's say, the mission of film festivals nowadays? Have they changed meaning? Have they changed mission with the platforms and the streaming? Do you think that they have a new role, a new function? Are they still helpful?
No, I don't know. I think they should have they have the same wish to celebrate different forms of genre of films. You know, I don't know about the selection with the platform and the streaming and everything. What I know is that I think it's very important that all the festivals goes on selecting different film with the real diversity, and that's the most important thing, you know, that all the genre must be able to be celebrated, you know.
Grazie, thank you so much.
We've been talking to Guillaume Canet, protagonist of Acid, screening at the 76th Festival de Cannes, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.